Kathleen Nolan of Kennebunk returned home on Sunday from Nepal after surviving the devastating earthquake that hit there April 25th. Officials are estimating the earthquake and resulting landslides and avalanches killed more than 7,200 people. Nolan had just begun a trek in Langtang National Park the day before. She told me what she was doing when the earthquake struck.
We had trekked from about 7 in the morning, and it was lunchtime. So when we arrived at this small community called Bamboo, it's just a tiny village with a couple of lodges and a small little restaurant tea house. So we stopped there for lunch, and there were other trekkers sitting and waiting and talking and visiting and eating. And then right at about noontime, just suddenly the earth just started just shaking and rolling. I mean, it was really vigorous. And almost immediately, just huge pieces of the mountain, I don't even want to call them boulders. I mean, there were boulders and there were rocks, but some of them were the size of, almost like the size of the buildings that they came down and fell on. And they were coming at us from both sides because of the narrowness of where we were. It lasted for a long time for a quake. It was nearly 2 minutes of this violent shaking and, of course, landsliding, just devastation.
Once the quake was over, what did you do?
When the immediate quake was over, we were kind of all in a daze, but there were some people who really knew what they were talking about, knew that we had to get to a safer place because we were in the open. So we went up, scrambled up a hill to a rock wall and then also a cave, and stayed there through the night. No one slept, of course. We just continued to feel aftershocks and hear landslides happening around us, but fortunately none that came right down on top of us.
So you were airlifted by helicopter on April 28th to Kathmandu.
Yes.
And you just got home on Sunday.
Yes.
As you made your way to the U.S. Embassy and in Kathmandu, what did you see?
Well, as we were airlifted out, we could see that the entire valley was just a mass of landslides, unbelievable. And from the helicopter, we could see small villages all the way along the way that were devastated, you know, houses that were collapsed. And so we saw that. I was landed in Trisali, which is about halfway to Kathmandu. And I waited there for about 6 hours, and then I was actually taken on a military helicopter, an M-17, with a lot of injured people on stretchers. That was kind of horrible to be a part of that. But we then went to Kathmandu.
So now that you're home, what stays with you, and what do you want people to know about what happened there?
I want people to know that this country is absolutely a beautiful, peaceful place. With the people have a heart of gold. They're very resilient, but this is going to crush the country. It's very poor, as we all know. At the best of times, it's incredibly poor, and they depend on tourism a lot. So this is obviously going to affect that. So I believe that the thing I want people to know is that the country needs both immediate help in terms of food, clean water, helping people to have shelter, especially in the rural areas. And I believe that we also, as developed countries, need to look at helping this country to rebuild in a way that's going to be much safer. And that, of course, is a long-term, much bigger goal. But we have to help in whatever way we can to raise funds, to keep the awareness going so that people don't forget. We can't forget their suffering. We need to keep that in front of us and do everything that we can.
All right, Kathleen Nolan, thank you so much for speaking with me.
Thank you, Nora.
That's Kennebunk resident Kathleen Nolan. She was in Nepal when the earthquake hit on the 25th of April. Thanks to Patty White for her production help on this story.